On today's show, every automaker posted sales gains in November, with one exception. Toyota is supplying its dealers in California with temporary hydrogen stations, and Acadie's Power teams up with Delphi and Argon to develop an opposed piston gasoline compression ignition engine. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for December 2nd of 2015. Automakers released their November sales numbers in the U.S., and while they are strong, they fell a bit short of the forecast we reported on at the beginning of the week. Wards reports that last month's SAAR was 18.1 million, just shy of its 18.4 million forecast. Total light-duty sales hit 1.3 million cars and trucks, a gain of 10.5% compared to a year ago on a daily selling rate basis. Tesla had the biggest gain, boosting sales over 100%. Jaguar Land Rover was next, with close to a 70% increase in sales. But they were the outliers. Hyundai boosted its sales over 20%, followed by Mazda, which posted a 16% gain. And Nissan rounds out the top five with a 13% increase, which just edged out its Japanese rivals, Mitsubishi and Toyota. This was a really good month for automakers. Only Audi, Ford, Honda, and Porsche didn't post double-digit gains. But there was one automaker that posted a loss last month, and I'm sure you know which one I'm talking about. Not surprisingly, Volkswagen sales dropped 18% in November, as it's still reeling from its diesel emission cheating scandal. Through November, car makers have sold 15.8 million vehicles, which is up 5.5% from last year. And speaking of sales, California is one of the most important markets in the U.S. Not only does it have the largest population in the country, there's also a lot of wealthy car buyers. So it's an especially important market for the premium and luxury brands. The imports dominate the market. But on the most recent Autoline After Hours, Kumar Galhotra, the president of Lincoln, says the company is boosting sales in the Golden State. He tells Autoline that since 2010, its sales have doubled in California. And not surprisingly, the state is helping boost its hybrid sales. Nationally, about 30% of MKZs are equipped with a hybrid. But in California, the number more than doubles to 63%. Lincoln still has a ways to go to turn around the company, but being strong in California will make that effort much easier. Still to come, Ford's Police Interceptor posts the fastest acceleration times in comparison tests.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles, and by Pure Michigan, leading the automotive world in intelligent connected vehicles. We run on brain power.
With winter at our doorstep, Mopar has a pretty slick, or should I say grippy, addition to its catalog. It's now offering winter wheel assemblies, which include winter tire, steel rim, and tire pressure monitoring sensor. They are delivered, mounted, and balanced, so the assemblies can be easily switched out with what's already on the vehicle. The only additional work I see is that the new pressure sensors will have to be linked to the vehicle. And prices aren't that bad either. They range from $250 to $300. The next time a criminal sees those flashing police lights in their rearview mirror, they might think twice about fleeing if that police car has a Ford badge on the nose. The automaker's sedan and utility models posted the fastest 0 to 60 and 0 to 100 acceleration times, fastest quarter mile, and fastest average lap times when compared to the competition in tests. Ford's Special Service Police sedan with a 2-liter 4-cylinder turbo also became pursuit rated and is actually quicker to 60 miles per hour than the old Crown Vic police car. We recently reported how Ford dominates the police vehicle market, and these new validations will likely help it retain that title. Coming up next, could this engine kill downsized turbos with direct injection? One of the biggest drawbacks for fuel cell vehicles is the limited refueling infrastructure that's available. Even California, the only place where you can buy Toyota's new hydrogen-powered car, the Mirai, has 4 stations. That's why Bloomberg reports the company will provide its dealerships in California with temporary hydrogen stations for customers. Some owners were holding off on delivery of the Mirai until the infrastructure is more robust. While this is a good stopgap for customers, the only drawback is the temporary stations can provide just enough for a half fill-up, or about a 150-mile range. Toyota will keep the stations at dealers until the infrastructure catches up. Currently in California, there are 43 hydrogen stations being built or waiting on permits. Do you remember Acadie's Power? They're the folks that make an opposed piston engine. We've had their CEO, David Johnson, on our shows several times. The company, with support from Argonne National Laboratory and Delphi Automotive, was just awarded $9 million by the U.S. Department of Energy to develop its gasoline compression ignition opposed piston engine. Acadie's, Argonne, and Delphi will spend $13 million on the 3-year project. The engine is kind of like a diesel with its compressed ignition, but it doesn't require after-treatments like a diesel and can run on gasoline. The 3-liter, 3-cylinder engine is more than 50% fuel efficient and more cost-effective than compared to a downsized, turbocharged, direct-injected gasoline engine. The engine is being designed to be used in large passenger vehicles, pickups, SUVs, and minivans. But that wraps up today's show. Thank you for watching. Have a great day.